it might appear on the surface that Satan was taking the lead, but that is not really it, because the first verse tells us that he was led by the Spirit. And here, on the surface, sometimes it seems Satan is taking the lead. He's ruling in the world, he's doing all of these things. But you look behind the scenes, the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. He's getting permission to do these things.
Sure.
So now the enemy comes in and he tries that. The first thing he said, okay, some people it will work with if they get indulged with the things of the flesh, the eating and the drinking and the pleasure of life. Some, it might work on them. And here is the Lord Jesus said, no, the Word of God said that I live by the Word of God. He said, okay, that didn't work on you. I'll try the other one. The other one is this, you might not be interested in the pleasure of this life, but you are interested in power and glory. How about if I give you this one? Away from God, without suffering, without sin. We are not going to reign now. We'll reign in that day to come. We suffer now. We are rejected now. We are not involved in the politics of this world now. The day will come. That's what Satan said. If you're involved in the politics of this world now, I'll give you the kingdom, and you have rules, and you have authority, and you have everything. And we say, no, we have. That's not the plan yet. We'll suffer now. And then the day will come when you will reign. So he said, the power and the glory didn't work with you. Well, maybe a religious will work with you. I'll give you a religion. How about that? If you do a wonderful miracle and come down from that mountain and just show how wonderful you are, then it is written, you know, that the angel, Satan said, okay, let me use that. Now he's using, it is written on me, let me use, it is written on him too. It is written that he will command his angels. And Satan, as we heard, could use the scripture. But how wonderful it is when the Lord Jesus again uses the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and just kind of blow Satan completely out of the sea. You cannot, you are not, it is written, not to tempt the Lord your God. What a wonderful person that stood up to everything that man in the garden have fallen in, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life.
I want to go back to what Jay said at the beginning of the read. These are the things that had always worked with every man. Men had fallen by these very traps that the enemy had laid. We don't want to give to Satan the attributes of God. He's not all-knowing. He's not all-powerful. We never want to assume that. But by experience, he had seen men down through the dispensations fall for these very things. And I know that we all know here that he left out just a couple of words in this verse, didn't he? He just left out that part, in all thy ways. He conveniently just skipped that little bit. How important is every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God? So he quotes these scriptures, but he leaves these four words that indicate that this man would now not be the dependent man. And he goes right over it, you see, skips them. What a wonderful thing to come back and see what the Lord responds to him. Their hands they shall bear thee up, lest that any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
We came to an end for this session. If there is a hint that will be fine, the brother that closes in the prayer, please give thanks for the food.
ABC number 230, 230.
Shall we stand?